Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can suggest topics for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find a complete archive of podcast episodes, 140 and counting. Today's episode is part of our Kinktober series, a month-long celebration of kinky sex leading up to the release of our brand new course, Kinky Sex Mastery. We are so excited to start this adventure with our pioneering group on November 1st, and early enrollment is happening now. Head over to pleasuremechanics.com/kink. to hear all about the course and find out how you can save a bundle of money and get a massive bonus package by enrolling in October and being part of our pioneering first group to start this course on November 1st. Whew! If you can't tell, I'm excited about this course. We've been working on it for a really long time, and in many ways, it's been in development for over 15 years in my life and dozen years in Charlotte's life. So we are bringing 20 plus years of hands-on expertise in kinky sex. And we built this course in the first place because we kept hearing from you guys that you were interested in kinky sex, you wanted to get rougher in the bedroom, you wanted more domination and surrender, but you did not know how to get started. And we heard you again and again, and I had email dialogues with a bunch of you about it, and I realized the time was right to create this course to guide you step by step into the world of kinky sex. And so I've spent the past year creating this course, and it is now ready to share with you, and I can't wait to get started on November 1st. But we wanted to share today our own stories about being new to kinky sex, to being beginners in BDSM. Here's the thing about kinky sex. Most of us are interested in some form of kinky sex or another at some point in our lives. The desire for kinky sex, and by kink we mean intense sensation play, role-playing, erotic power play, domination and surrender, rough sex, all of that stuff. All of that good stuff. Most people desire it, but the reason most people hold back from exploring it is because they simply don't know where to get started.
When you're learning kink or BDSM as a couple, the stakes are high. If you hurt your partner, it can be really upsetting within a relationship. These are high-risk sex activities, and you need to be trained through them.
And not high-risk like pregnancy or infections. It's high-risk in terms of emotions and physical injury and trust, which for long-term relationships, that's high stakes.
Yeah, those are really important qualities to have. We hear from people all the time that they're worried both about making a fool of themselves and not being able to do this well and embarrassing themselves, and about hurting their partner physically and the impact that could have. For many couples, it becomes easier to avoid playing with kinky sex than to experiment with it and have it go badly. So people have a lot of longings that they just put away and ignore because they have really valid concerns that they don't know how to work with.
Right, and it's really important for us that this course was for beginners, for couples who are excited about kinky sex and ready to get started, but don't know where to begin, and it's a guided progression into kinky sex, so sooner than you know it, you're doing advanced kinky things like bondage and rough sex scenes and intense sensation play and really fun role-playing games. But we guide you there in a series of date nights so that it's successful for you, to set you up for a successful adventure. And this was really important to me because when I was a beginner at BDSM, there were no online resources. There were no teachers I could find. I got to college and was really excited about kink. I had read Anne Rice's Kinky Trilogy in high school, and it totally rocked my world. But I showed up at college, was really excited to explore this, got introduced into BDSM and kink by some senior boys, those naughty boys, and I was ready to learn, but had nowhere to begin. And so what I did with my first lover, we were in a relationship, she was really ready to be submissive. I had been reading kinky erotica, and now I know, looking back, that it's really hardcore kinky erotica by Pat Califia, but at the time, I thought that's what people did. And so I tried to recreate one of the scenes out of my favorite stories as our first BDSM sex scene together. And it was a disaster. I totally freaked out my girlfriend. I went way too far too quickly. I didn't have the skills to be a dominant lover, to be her top. And I had to get her out of the really intense bondage really quickly. And our relationship took a while to recover from this because I had been a naive beginner. I had tried to recreate something I had read about. People do this with porn that they see, without realizing that there were so many skills involved that I had to develop if I wanted access to that amazing intensity of kinky sex I was reading about. And so as a good student, if I'm good at anything, it's learning and being a student. And I went to New York City and sought out an underground BDSM community and asked to join. And before I was even allowed to go to a meeting, I had to take an orientation workshop. I had to sign waivers. I had to do skill tests to make sure that I was worthy of joining this community. And I passed. Of course, I studied up. And once I gained access to this community, then I started going to workshops and play parties, and I met mentors who taught me and trained me not only in the physical skills of kink, like swinging a flogger or how to give a good spanking or a good caning, but also in the subtle psychological skills of kinky sex. How to be a dominant, how to be a submissive, how to be of service to a top, what it means to go into bottom space, how to receive intense sensation, how to breathe, how to hold space for heavily emotional scenes. I could go on and on and on because there are so many skills to hone when it comes to kinky sex. And so I spent about 10 years doing that. I was deeply involved in the BDSM community, first in New York and then in San Francisco, where I arrived after graduating college and networked my way into the oldest running BDSM community in the country. They've been playing together for over 25 years. They go on kinky camp every summer for these long, extensive vacation up in the redwoods in the mountains of California and geek out on kink for a week together. And basically spent every weekend of my life going, and many weekdays perhaps, going to kinky play parties, workshops, conferences, first as a student and then as a teacher. So it's been a long journey for me gaining expertise that I can now share with you. But I started as a beginner, and at the time I didn't know what I was doing, and I came very close to really hurting the person I loved because I rushed into it and tried something that I didn't have the skills to try. And that experience and watching so many other people in my community kind of stumble into skills and stumble into trying kinky sex for the first time, it became really clear to me that this is a set of skills that we can break down, create a course around, and guide you in the privacy of your own home in mastering these skills of kinky sex together as a couple, so you can have those hot experiences you're fantasizing about, you're reading about, you're watching in videos. No matter what your specific desire is, this course will help you get there because it's building first the foundational skills and then those precise, beautiful skills of intense sensation play, role playing, and power games. And by the end of the 25 date nights, you are going to have superpowers that you didn't even know were possible because you've devoted yourself as a couple to going on this journey together. So that is my offering to you. I'm so excited to start with you all on November 1st, and you can find out more about it at pleasuremechanics.com/kink. But now I want to turn the mic over to our dear Charlotte and hear her story about being a beginner in BDSM and what that journey was like for you. Because by the time we met, we were both already into kink. I was swimming in a bit deeper water. But tell us how you got there.
I have always been sexually curious. So as a young person exploring my sexuality, I always knew that I was curious about kink. And to me at that time, that sort of seemed like dressing up in leather and exploring something naughty. You know, that sort of felt appealing as a...
Well, you're in London, which is the height of the fetish scene. So you probably were seeing that around and seeing the costumery and...
To some extent, but I think it's also in culture, like in media, that you sort of get tastes of that, even as a teenager.
You liked Sandy's outfit at the end of Grease.
Oh, I love that. That was such an important moment in my my sexual...
The kinkster awakens.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, ooh, that looks like what I want to be like in some moments. But I never really knew how to access it. I would sort of play with it gently with lovers, but there was no place to go learn or explore until I moved to San Francisco. And then I went to some kink clubs and just watched to try and get a sense of what I was curious about or what I liked. And that was interesting, but I still didn't know how to play necessarily.
Is there one specific vision from those first clubs that you were just being a voyeur at that you were watching that stand out?
It was a queer women's event, and there were women... I really liked the sounds is what I discovered. Mm. Even not seeing what people were doing, I really found that kind of the most...
The sounds of the impact play or the sounds of the moaning and the pleasure and...
Both. Uh-huh. Yeah. There were several couples that... For me, it's always about how they're playing less than what they're actually doing. It's about the level of presence and attention and care that they're bringing to how the top is touching the bottom. I really feel moved or turned on by how skilled and careful people are being, I suppose, even if what they're doing is flogging someone with intensity. So I really enjoyed observing that. So for me, I didn't really play that much until we got together and Chris took me into the underbelly of BDSM sex parties in San Francisco. And that was really interesting to get to kind of be in that mix. And I've really discovered a lot about myself erotically.
Some of our first dates were to these BDSM sex parties with my community.
That's true. We're sort of intense, aren't we? I like to just dive into whatever I'm doing.
At the time, it was very natural for me to assume that we would just integrate in. But as we started going to these parties, I realized that our play was much hotter at home. And just when it was just the two of us. And I realized that I was very used to being in public sex spaces. And for you, you could go much deeper into the role as a submissive, as a receiver, if you were in private. Can you share a little bit about why that was?
Yeah, I discovered through going to these parties that I am not an exhibitionist.
Right.
That does not turn me on. I can enjoy some level of voyeurism out of curiosity to explore what I like, but I find being watched somewhat distracting. I found that, as Chris was saying, when we're at home, I can just get into the sensation that I'm experiencing and go deep into a trance. But I love erotic trance. It is my favorite place to be, possibly in the world.
And I love giving and taking people there.
So that's a good pairing.
Match made in heaven.
So being at home, I was able to really go deep into the sensations, and I really loved that. Yeah. And I learned that I was really specific about the kind of energy that I like being around. Sometimes at sex parties, there was just energy and things going on that I really just didn't want to see and didn't turn me on. Sometimes there were things that were incredibly illuminating and very erotic and fun to see. But on balance, I was preferring being private, which was really interesting because you think that, oh, we're into sex, we're sex podcasters, we are sex educators, we must like doing everything. And no, we have erotic personalities, all of us do. And discovering, part of the adventure is discovering what you like so that you can go deeper in it. And gaining all of that information for me was really valuable. So then we could really fine tune what I like and what I want to do more of and what I don't need to do. And that is all amazing information. And of course, in our course, we guide you in experience.
Of course, in our course.
Of course, in our course. We give you lots of experiences where you get to figure out more about your erotic personality. Because in the realm of kinky sex, there is so much that we don't know that we are interested in or not interested in. And exploring it and discovering is the only way to find out. And it's really interesting.
And this is where we say a guided adventure, because this idea of adventure, when you're going on an adventure, you don't know what's going to happen and you don't know what you're going to enjoy. And so it's different than a mundane trip where you have expectations and routine. An adventure, there are many possibilities and you have to be open and approach it with a spirit of curiosity. And on so many of the date nights, and I really want to be clear here, a date night, you set aside time, you hit play on your date, you print out the guide, you get together with your partner, and we guide you step by step through these erotic experiences. It's a lot like being in a workshop, which we've taught sold out workshops coast to coast, or like being in a sex coaching session with us, which cost hundreds of dollars an hour for our personalized attention. But it's the same idea. We're guiding you through step by step. You have an experience and you discover things about yourself. You build new skills. You open up channels of communication. It's an excellent process. And when you have questions, instead of raising your hand in class, which many people are shy to do anyway, you shoot us an email and we get back to you and help you stay on course, answer your questions, celebrate your victories with you, and we're there to guide you every step of the way. It is a fantastic opportunity, and the two of us are a really interesting team, and I think it's just interesting putting these stories together. We have very different sets of skills, and we are both very different in our relationship to kink. I really like group play parties. I was really invested in that community. I love being watched as I take people on erotic journeys. And I'm much more of a top, of a giver. And Charlotte is much more of a receiver. And what she likes specifically to receive is sensation play. And the two of us, we've tried role-playing in different hotels and ended up kind of giggling and laughing. But I've done really intense role-playing with other lovers and gotten really into it. And in terms of power play, we play with a very specific kind of power of domination and submission. And in the course, we go through 6 types of domination and 6 types of submission, because there are so many different ways to do it. And every couple at every different stage of their life finds that constellation where the sparks fly and you're fueling one another and it's a good match. And that specificity is so essential, because if I tried to play with Charlotte in the way I've played with other people in my life, it falls flat. And we have tried some of those things and it's like, hey, why isn't this working? Like, we're into each other, we're super attracted to one another. But then we find our match, we find what we're good at together, and the heavens open up and angels sing and we have these profound erotic experiences together, because we realize what our harmony is, right? Our match. And that's both in terms of what we do and how we do it, the activities and the intentions and energies behind them. And this is the fun of kink. It's such a wide open adventure, a choose your own adventure game, a mix and match. Oh, it's so good when you get it right. And this course is going to help you and your partner get it right, learn kink, and open up your sex life in all new ways right at home.
Can you tell we're excited?
I'm gushing.
What we are so excited about is the fact that learning these skills just gives you access to creating so many kinds of sexual adventures with your lover that it's a little bit ridiculous. So you just get access to a whole new world. And we know that so many of you love your partners, you're just a bit bored. And so once you have these skills, it's a choose your own adventure whenever you want. And that's really profound.
Yeah.
Like, that is not a small thing for many of us who are trying to keep long-term relationships interesting and alive and sexy.
Right, and that's, you know, the course is delivered over 6 months, but I don't want to call it a 6-month course, because it's really a course that unlocks the adventure of a lifetime. You're going to use these skills for the rest of your life, and you have lifetime access to the course. You can always come back and use the resources as your sex life progresses. So you're right. It's like a lifetime of adventure you're opting into.
And I also love that the course is designed so you never get behind. If you have a really busy month, the dates will be there waiting for you when you are ready to jump in again.
And if you have a weekend all to yourselves, you can do 2 or 3 or more dates.
Yeah, so it's really flexible and you can really just do it at your own pace as fits in with your life, which is just really elegant.
That's how kinky sex is. It really has to be when you're ready for it and interested, and it's always changing. And I think this is the thing, like if your mother's in the hospital and you've been caretaking and you just need to relax, you're going to ask for a really different erotic experience than if you are on vacation and have all the time in the world. Different life moments call for different kinds of sex, and kinky sex, it doesn't have to all be about spankings and whippings and bondage. It's also about trance and deep, profound relaxation and taking each other on these journeys that can be very emotionally cathartic. And so it really fits into your life as your life unfolds, is I guess what I want to say. Like, it's always changing. We're young parents now and we have a very different erotic life than we did 8 years ago when we first got together and we're going to sex parties in San Francisco.
Yes.
Remember that? As we sit in the woods of the Hudson Valley. Life changes and so do your kinky needs.
Yeah, and it's just as fulfilling. It just looks really different because we're in a different stage right now.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
And I think that flexibility is one of the things you learn in the kinky journey.
I think you're right.
So much here. And October's almost done, but I want to say we're going to be covering all of these topics in a lot of podcasts to come, because the more I think about kink and BDSM, the more thoughts I have. And we've been having tons of conversations about it and finding that we have a lot to share with you. And if you have questions that you want covered, be sure to shoot an email over to us at pleasuremechanics.com and we will be sure to cover your question at some point in this
ongoing series
in this podcast.
I just love that we're giving people a way to explore this within couples. I think when we think about kinky sex, we think about it as with tall, dark strangers somewhere in a dark room.
But that, like I took you in San Francisco.
Right. But they really can be your lover, your partner. Integrating this kind of sex with your own domesticity, I think, is kind of the next frontier.
And your marriage. Spanking a stranger is very different than spanking your wife.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an exciting endeavor.
Kinkifying marriages.
Yeah.
One at a time.
I just love integrating it. I think it's just awesome.
Yes. And we are excited to explore this with you. Be in touch with any questions. Come visit us at pleasuremechanics.com/kink and find out all about the early enrollment package.
Ta-da!
And we will talk with you next Wednesday for another Just the Tip. It's going to be about sexual submission. And next Friday's episode, we're going to be talking about fantasy sex and all of the different destinations on the kink train. All right. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.